mother. Hello, father. Here I am at Camp Granada.
It's the song that brings back great summer memories as a kid. I used to sing along as I packed my suitcase full of shorts, t-shirts, sneakers, and bug spray and headed off to summer camp. But this?
So if you know 4 times 3 is 12, you can add 2 more groups of 3 and you will get
18.
Oh no, this is not the summer camp I remember from childhood.
In math, we just completed addition and subtraction, and what you saw today was the beginning instruction of multiplication.
I bet I know what some of you might be thinking. Who in the world would subject themselves to this during the summer? But my new friend here, Elias Segay, assures me.
This one's not boring, but the last one, it was boring because we did nothing. We just worked. They said on the paper they said we would have fun.
Plus, he says he's learning a lot. Let me explain. I'm at the Rochester Summer Scholars Grade 3 Enrichment Program at School of the Arts. It's a free 5-week day camp. The city school district is using grants to study the effects of summer programming on student achievement.
Students lose so much in the summertime. So these are students that could use support to begin with. And for them to lose academically will put them even further behind. So we're trying to hopefully keep them where they are and hopefully move them ahead.
I start my day at the program in teacher Karen Morales' classroom during an English Language Arts, or ELA, lesson. Her students are learning about habitats. The idea is for the kids to learn science while improving their reading, particularly comprehension skills. Student Liz Maria Diaz gives me a breakdown of the lesson.
We learn about where do animals live, how do plants and animals depend on each other, and we learned about land, which animal go on which land.
So where do mealworms get their nutrition?
Food.
What food?
From
these
food.
Oh, look, one is escaping.
Or this food in here.
And we're going to see if they have a preference for what kind of food they eat.
We're going to put 2 things, oatmeal and cereal. And then we're going to let the mealworms choose which one. And then we're trying to find out which one we want. So we're just going to predict. I think they're going to go to the oatmeal. The oat plant. I forgot. It says oat. The oat, and I wish it, because the cereal is more harder to chew.
Elias Segay and the other kids go to computer lab next, and then back to the classroom to work on math. After that, it's walk to intervention, where they read with their teacher and learn new vocabulary words. It happens to be one of Liz Marie Diaz's favorite activities of the day.
Because you know how you don't, some people need help on spelling and sounding out the words, so walk to intervention helps you a lot in that.
After walk to intervention, the students get lunch in the cafeteria and head off to a variety of afternoon activities, such as bush mango, drum and dance, swimming, cooking, and visual arts classes, among others. I decide to join Elias and Liz Marie's group. They're going rock climbing at Rock Venture.
What they do is they start on the White Owl, moving sideways on the wall, traversing sideways to the blue whale, the yellow frog, the red fox.
Rock Venture owner Kent Winchester says while rock climbing is a great physical activity for the kids, the focus is on improving their team building skills.
I just think it can carry over into school, into life. If you care about other people, you can accomplish more as a team than you can as an individual.
Make it as safe as possible, but it's still a little bit dangerous. So if you go up there today...
We're surrounded by hanging ropes, a telephone pole 25 feet off the ground, a monkey bridge, and other contraptions I have never seen before.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Does it feel okay?
Yeah.
The students look fearless as they gear up and prepare to tackle the climbing wall and ropes courses. However, once it's go time, some of them look a little nervous.
You can do it. You just got to keep trying.
But that's when the cheerleading helps get the job done.
You gotta keep practicing, right?
It's a recipe of mixed emotions when the kids finish their rock adventure activities.
I was climbing all the way up, and I saw down, and I was a little bit scared, but I wasn't when I climbed all the way up.
It was scary. I thought I was going to fall to my death.
I do good, but I'm not scared at all. I always fall down, but I'm not scared.
From mealworm experiments and multiplication facts to adventures in rock climbing, the summer learning program at School of the Arts may not totally remind me of my summers as a kid, but it comes pretty close. Lots of learning, new friends, and a self-esteem boost. That's what Elias Segay and his peers tell me they love most about their summer at SOTA. Helen B. and Duty, WXXI News.